Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Tune in to Roddy Perry Live, and we have another incredible show lined up for you today. I cannot wait to chop it up with my guest. Man, let me tell you something. You know, when you start talking about reality shows and what's coming down the pipe, we have an exclusive today because we got a show that is about to hit the airwaves and take America by storm. Man, let me tell y'all something. Y'all ain't ready for this. Y'all ain't ready for what Roddy Perry about to do. You understand me? I'm talking about, we got the ladies from Preacher's Exes on the line today. It's going to be incredible. Before we get into that, to the show, we want to definitely thank you guys as usual for coming in and blessing us the way y'all always do, and for being, you know, consistent with the show. And let's do this. Let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Preacher Exes. That's right. Sharon Griffin, Lynn Littlejohn, Rochelle Wallace. They're coming on the line, and we're going to chop it up and really talk about what's coming down the pipe with this show. It's Roddy Perry. You're tuning in to Roddy Perry Live. Check it out.
Hey, what's the biggest number you can think of?
A trillion, billion, zillion.
That's pretty big. How about you?
10.
Okay. How about you?
Infinity.
Can you top that?
Infinity and one.
Actually, we are looking for infinity plus infinity. Sorry.
What about infinity times infinity?
Oh. It's not complicated. Bigger is better. And AT&T has the nation's largest 4G network.
Hey, it's Roddy Perry. You can't always catch the show live, but you can always catch it on the archive. That's right. Some of the greatest guests have been on this show. I talked with Mr. Ellis Hall, incredible musician, and he and I traded Stevie Wonder stories. Check it out.
I used to work at KJLH in L.A.
Yay,
with a great Stevie
right.
Wonder.
Yes.
And, you know, there's always the idea that you know, people that are without sight have, you know, heightened abilities with their other senses.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's true, and I'm going to tell you why. So, I'm in the studio, in the radio studio. Stevie Wonder, at that point, he would come in. He would be on the air from time to time. This particular day, he was on the air, and we were all broadcast on the studio. At some point, everybody left the studio except me, and Stevie was there.
Yeah.
And he would only acknowledge me by, oh, you the Virgo. Yeah, I like you. You all right. And so he would say that from time to time. And this particular day, somebody was down the hall. Ellis, when I tell you, I'm talking about a block down, like literally, you know, 100 yards away.
Yeah.
And Stevie, he said to me, look out, look down the hall and see who that is. And I was like, what you talking about, man? He said, just look down the hall and see who's talking. And I looked, I came back, and I was like, that's so-and-so. He's like, okay. Cool. And I was like, wait a minute, you heard that?
Then that is. And you know, it's so funny because I told Stevie the story one time. I said, Tower of Power, when I was on the road with him, the lights went out. It was in this place in Portland, Oregon. Everybody's eating. All of a sudden, I hear everybody's fork go down and there's nobody eating. Oh, I said, what happened, fellas? They said, oh, man, the lights went out. I said, oh, you bunch of wusses, follow me. So I grabbed my cane and I led them out the door.
I love it.
Hey, great guests like Mr. Ellis Hall. Anthony Hamilton has been on the show. Dwele, Amel LaRue. Go check out the archives and you can listen to one of those shows on your own time. It's Roddy Perry. We'll be right back.
Hey,
at you. Yeah, you. You listen to the show. You're laughing along with Rodney. You listen to the great guests, but you're not sharing it. You need to share this show with somebody special. Find somebody in your life that you love and show them how good you enjoy the show. It's Rodney Perry Live. Don't keep it to yourself. Share it. Yeah.
All right, y'all, we're back in full effect, and the best thing about this show is that Rodney Perry gets to talk to the people he want to talk to, and today, guess who I wanted to talk to? The ladies of the Preacher X's. That's right, the Preacher X's. The show is coming down the pipe. It's heating up. Everybody's excited about it. Let's bring the ladies on the line. I'm going to bring y'all on all at once, and then I'm gonna mute some of y'all and talk to y'all individually. Welcome to the show, Ms. Sharon Griffin. What's up, Sharon?
Hey, Rodney, how are you?
Hang on. Let me welcome Miss Lynn, Lil John Lynn. How you doing, babe?
I'm good. How are you?
Let him use you. Winona Russ, welcome to the show. Winona.
Hello, how are you doing today?
I'm wonderful. Yeah, I tell you, you can get a prayer through. You hang on, Winona. All right. And Rochelle Wallace. Rochelle, you on Roddy Perry?
Hi, Mr. Perry. How are you?
First of all, let me say this to all y'all collectively. Thank you for sharing your lives with us. And
you're welcome.
I'm going to ask you guys a blanket question, and I'm going to go down the list. I'm going to start with you, Sharon, in terms of this. When you decide to go on to do a reality show, because I know each one of you had to make an individual choice, was there any reservations? And we're going to start with you, Sharon.
Actually, there was no reservations with me because I created the show.
Yeah, okay. So you had to deal with the reservations. So yeah. Sharon, of course you know your story. How did you know that the other women would be willing to share their story then?
Actually, I did not know initially, but I did reach out to everyone individually, and I communicated with them, and pretty much everyone was on board from the beginning. I mean, there has been some changes throughout, but that's okay. The show is going on, and we're excited about it.
Man, it's awesome for you to have created this show. Now, of course, you know the show with the preachers have taken off, but that's not what your show is about, am I right?
No, it's not. Our show is more about empowerment and hope and sharing our stories after being the preacher's wife.
Now, let's go down the line with the first question. Miss Lynn,
yes.
How did you make your choice to be on this show?
Well, it was very easy for me. Number one, I've been in this way for a long, 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 long time. And I've seen a lot of things. And one of the things that I have seen is that we home in on it's a wise woman that builds her house, but it's a foolish woman that plucketh it down with her hands. And for some odd reason, when the house is divided and divorce takes place, the world seems to frown at the women, and it's past time for us to tell our stories.
Wow. Hey, thank you. Winona, what's your thoughts on that? How did you choose to be a part of this?
I chose to be a part of the show because I basically want to share my story or stories with women who have, you know, pastors, wives, first ladies, whatever you want to call them. Let them know that they're not alone. There's a lot of first ladies that's hurting. They're in abusive situations. They're being cheated on. There's just a plethora of different situations that women in those positions deal with. And I just wanted to let them know that they're not alone and that God is with them and there is life after being a first lady.
I knew you can get a prayer through. You hang on, Winona. Rochelle.
Yes.
How did you make your choice, sweetie?
I made my choice really after realizing that a lot of first ladies, preachers, wives, of course, you want to say, they don't really get the opportunity to tell the unique story like mine, being married to a down low pastor. And I just wanted to, you know, let women know that they're not alone. Although I felt that I was alone going through it,
But now being a part of this cast, I realize that I'm not. There's more women reaching out to me because
Rodney Perry, the name of the show is Rodney Perry Live, and you can give us a call and let us know what you think. Direct feedback, direct contact. This is my number. Give me a call, 404-941-6456. 404-941-6456. Shoot me a text. Say what you want to say. Let Rodney Perry know. You never know. I might take your comment and put it on the air. That's the type of brother you're dealing with. Give us a call, 404-941-6456. The Rodney Perry Hotline.
And you and Rodney are both, you know, it's like I look up to both of you cats. I still consider myself young in the game. I don't know shit.
Well, here's the first thing I want you to do.
What's that?
Don't ever put Rodney's name in a conversation with me. let's immediately understand that. Okay, you
right,
just set
man,
me back.
Cool.
You just set me back 2 years. I got 2 years. I just lost 2 years just now because you
oh
just put
God.
Me and Rodney in the same conversation.
Hey, Darrell, thank you for the call, man. We want to get some more callers.
I just want to show you guys love.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it, Pat.
Hey, you know what? This is what I love about Kevin Hart, especially for my listeners out there. A lot of guys come to this town and turn gay. Kevin Hart was gay when he got here. Let's go to the line. But I think it's some true to what you said before. Like, your big goal is probably bigger than where you are right now. You know, I mean, when we see, like, a guy like Dane Cook playing Madison Square Garden, is that one of your goals, you know, to do something huge like that?
You know, it's scary, man. Like, it's such a scary thing to do because, you know, I take my hat off to Dane Cook, you know, because he's putting up numbers that, you know, that haven't been done. You know, he's touring in some arenas of 20,000 or 20,000+. But the scary part about that is you can only go down after that. There's no room for anything else. It's like you're becoming so large that you're playing in these venues, but what do people say when you go backwards? Does that make sense? It's like,
right,
after that tour, what else can you do? So it's like, do you put yourself in that position to where you go out and you say, I'm going to do the biggest tour ever, and then the following year you do it, and maybe if it's not as great, then you got to go down and you go back to, it's like you start backpedaling back to where you started. And I don't want to put myself in a situation where I'm distancing myself from my fans. I love the intimacy of performing. I love being at a theater, and after a show, I can go out and take pictures and meet some people, or you know, or interact with them. When you go to that big of a venue, I feel like I'm not going to be as close as I should to the people to talk to them or to. I don't even know the right word, but I love
it's
the connection.
It's a little more impersonal. I read a book. Steve Martin has a book out about comedy, and he speaks to exactly what you're talking about. To as he blew up and he began to play the big venues, you know, as a comedian, when you work and if somebody says something in a club or in a theater, you can respond to it.
Mm-hmm.
His audience got so big that he was at a point where people would say stuff and it didn't make sense for him to respond to it because the rest of the audience didn't hear it.
Yeah, because that's a big venue.
Yeah.
I think I want to stay in that 2,000 to 3,000 seat range. You know, if it gets bigger every once in a while, I think I would jump out there. Maybe you say 4,000, but I don't really want to go to that arena, size. You know, at that point you're making unbelievable money. But if you're doing, you know, 2,000 to 3,000 seats, you're making good money as well. You know, you don't need all the money in the world.
Hello, am I up, Matt? Hey. Oh, hey, y'all. Hey, this is your boy, Rodney Perry. You're tuning to Rodney Perry Live. We have some technical difficulty. The Preacher X's show, we're going to try to re-upload that and let you guys take a listen, man. It's a great show. It's coming on the air, and we got a great chat with some amazing women. And
And thank you for to Kevin Hart for coming on the show, man. Of course, Kevin was on a load of bull that day, talking about he only want to work 4,000 seats. I saw Kevin do 16,000 at Phillips Arena, and it was amazing. So that goes to show you the difference a couple of years make. I'm on the road right now. This is Rodney Perry. My man Marcus Harvey is in the car with me. We are actually currently on tour, the Off the Chain Live Tour. We're leaving Nashville, Tennessee, headed to Atlanta, Georgia, man. And, you know, this this whole situation with what's going on in St. Louis has become very real. And so I'll be going to a rally today. I'll be going to a rally today downtown Atlanta, and we're going to meet on the steps of City Hall, and we're going to, you know, just have a show of solidarity in support of Mike Brown and his family, man. Another young brother has been taken down. So this is Rodney Perry. You're tuning in to Rodney Perry Live. We're going to play some music. We're going to do a show, and I'm going to pop in and out, and we're going to talk a little bit. If you're on the line, give us a call, 718-305-6383. Matt, give me a song or something. Give me a song or something. It's Rodney Perry. You're tuning in to Rodney Perry Live.
Hey, you. You're listening to the show. You're laughing along with Rodney. You listen to the great guests, but you're not sharing it. You need to share this show with somebody special. Find somebody in your life that you love and show them how good you enjoy the show. It's Rodney Perry Live. Don't keep it to yourself. Share it. Yeah.
What's better, saving a bunch or not saving at all?
A bunch.
Okay. What would you buy with all this money you save?
I'd buy a change-o machine so I could change my brother into a puppy.
Couldn't you just buy an actual puppy?
Yeah, but if my brother's a puppy, I could bring him to show and tell and say, hey, everybody, here's my puppy brother.
Well, when you say it like that, it makes perfect sense.
It's not complicated. Saving is better. Now at AT&T, trade up to iPhone 5. Get it now for $99.99 when you trade in your current smartphone.
Oh, open me back up, Matt. I'll throw to it.
All right, y'all. We are back in for... This is your boy, Roger. I just over at B100 Radio. Myself, Nikki Nicole Dillard, my man, Tyler Chronicles. And it was with the young man, Apollo Nida. Apollo Nida. And Apollo really got very transparent with us that day. And I had a chance to ask him a few questions. We're going to run the interview right now, y'all. This is Rodney Perry. You're tuning in to Rodney Perry Live. It's live radio, baby. You never know what's going to happen, you know. And please, Preacher Exodus, you guys hang on the line. We're going to get all those technical difficulties cleared up and run that show as well. So y'all stay with us. It's Rodney Perry. You're tuning in to Rodney Perry Live.
Behind the radio, shut the funny up. We are back in the room. Nick Nicole 08.
Tyler Chronicles. I'm at Rodney Perry Live.
And we have Apollo in the building.
You Apollo. Light skin in the back. Man, don't play.
First of all, we want to thank you for coming through. We know your time is very, very, very precious, man. And you were saying something off of the air about this actual interview right here.
Yeah, I was saying bless and praise to Nikki. You know what I'm saying? She drummed me in there. You know, much love to her.
Right. Thank you.
Actual interview since I was sentenced.
Wow.
You know, purging, trying to get the 411.
This is big time right here. So I tell you what, before we even ask the questions, is there anything that you've been wanting people to know or hear about anything that they can't get from obviously the hearing about the case or watching the show that you're like, yo, I wish people knew this right now?
Not really. You know, I'm okay. Still human. You know, at the end of the day, I am remorseful. You know, I love my kids, and coming from a non-father, non-mother background, at the end of the day, I feel most sad and disappointed that I let my little man down. But, you know, at the end of the day, it is what it is, and, you know, you must go and pay, contribute to the piper. And
contribute to him.
And do what you got to do and come on back and be graceful about it and keep your head high.
Right, definitely.
For sure, for sure.
Now, I wanted to start off. I had a question for Housewives.
My fault.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Me and Rodney, I actually had this question together. I'm still your question.
Still, please.
Okay. What made you so angry at Brandon when you went at the sleepover
party? Oh, the slumber party,
Jones. Yes, I didn't get that. I was like you went gorilla.
Was this something like behind the scenes that happened that you was like, yo, I'm about to smash
it? They do a good job of editing everything.
Okay.
And that's what a lot of the viewers, they don't realize that. Like, they're masters at it. You know?
Right.
Because they could go, like, I could be, like, talking to Nick and be like, fuck yeah. And then next thing you know, it's like, fuck yeah.
It make it look like you reacted for nothing.
So, really what happened, I mean, a lot was escalating. Like, I was hitting the eye. You know,
wow.
Yeah, if y'all didn't see that part. And, I was really trying to break something up, and I was trying to be cool about it. And then when Buddy was just super aggressive and hitting,
got it.
Then I just went ham, you know, because I'm not no pussy.
Right. Word.
Let's go to the phone lines. V100 Radio, shut the funny up. You live on the air.
I'm in the hills.
Yeah. Jesus. Sorry about that. But so listen, I got a question that I ask to most people that actually are on reality shows. And I know your life obviously has to change just from being on TV. But how do you feel that it has changed from, you know, I guess the day before you started taping and everything that was happening until you started?
It's fucking mayhem.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, so many people are in your business and think they know you. Then you become, you know, a socialist. Next thing you know, all you care about is other people's opinions who really don't even matter.
Mm, right.
You know, and that's just not me. But, you know, it goes all the way down the board to my colleagues, to my wife, to whomever's in my circle.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, instead of, hey, this is about us, it becomes about everybody else's opinion is first and then what we think is secondary.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think really, you know, is the most traumatizing and the most, you know, altering out of everything.
Right. Mm-hmm. So they obviously came through Phaedra first. Were you down with the idea at first, or did she have to, like, do some convincing?
Man, no. Like, when I came home from prison, so I served 6 years.
Okay.
Came home, we got back together. I think maybe 4 months after that, she was like, hey, we're going to, she was pregnant with Aiden. She's like, hey, you know, this could be, you know, some secondary income. You want to get on the show. I'm not really understanding. Matter of fact, ironically, we had this conversation today. It was like, I didn't understand the ramifications of reality TV.
Right. So nobody really did at that point, especially not being away for 6 years.
My wife did, because she has been in that genre for a while. She's wrote and produced, you know, other reality shows. So you would expect that I would get at least a 411, like, hey, this is what to expect because this shit's a roller coaster, blah,
right.
blah. But it's kind of like you just ducking and dodging, you know, everything. So.
Wow. Hey, I got this question, Apollo, man. It's you've had to not only live your life in front of the camera, but live it, like, from a reality perspective. I would imagine this is, you know, because people have approached me with different reality shows. My wife always says no. You know, what's it like to live your relationship in front of the world?
Oh, it's rough. I mean, let's just say Nikki, she wasn't, you know, known or whatnot, and we're cool.
Mm-hmm.
We went to school together. So we're at Del Frisco's in the afternoon, just chilling. We're friends.
Yeah, friends.
Mm-hmm. At the bar. Next thing you know, it's a tweet, it's a picture, he's cheating. Who's this new chick? Da, da, da. So that's rough, because you can't even live your life. I can't even do normal shit. We might want to go bowling.
Right.
I want to go to a movie sometime. Like, you know, when I first came home, all I knew was women. It was women who held me down my whole joint.
Right.
So, you know, I used to party with 4, 5, 6 women. That's all I was rocking with. I don't deal with any dudes, really.
Exactly.
So next thing you know, I had to cut that out. Now I'm like, no friends. Nobody.
Lonely world.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's rough.
Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah, I didn't think about that.
I mean, like, we got 2 women that's on my crew now, and so everybody was going from my house this weekend. So some chick came to the guest bathroom. I guess she was, you know, on a period or whatever, you know, her menstrual cycle.
Right.
Next thing you know, she puts a little wrap in the thing. I ain't gonna have no woman at my house, and plus I seen it. Like,
right.
You know, I'm like, that's stupid. I would pull it out, throw the trash.
Yeah, if it was bad, you would have hit it. Yeah, right.
So, you know, I'm like getting drunk. What's this? And I'm like, no, dude.
Like, yeah, who was it? Like, I obviously didn't do nothing. That is from not doing nothing. That is the main point of not doing nothing. Right, just hey. You and I both know I ain't penetrate. Come on, baby. Come on, man. So, you said you did 6 years before, and obviously no one can really, I guess, be prepared or anything for jail. But is there anything that you're doing right now that is kind of preparing you on your way?
Yeah, man, I'm getting my body back right.
Okay.
Right.
Oh,
my mind right, just to be able to go back behind the walls and just reinvent myself.
Okay.
More so on a physical level. I mean, you can always, you know, pick up the mental when you get there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the books and so forth. But right now, it's more so grind time.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't. I mean, it's rough back there.
Yeah. All right. Let me ask you this, man, because this is a different world now. I mean, this is years removed. You're a grown man now. I mean, it's different from 6, 7 years ago. like you said, your preparation, I'm sure, is different. Like, going into this situation this time, what do you know now that the young Apollo going in didn't know?
I have a lot of support now.
Yeah.
My support system, just my fans alone. It's not even with family. I mean, you know, back then, you know, I wasn't a household name. No one really knew me like that. But now I'm sure that there are going to be a lot of people rooting for me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like the Mayweather fight, you know. People go to see Mayweather lose. People go to see him win. The stadium's packed.
Either way.
Regardless,
so,
right.
You know, this situation is going to be, you know, it's going to be well vocal. It's going to be a conglomerate. I mean, you know, I'm just ready to get in and get out.
Right.
That's
right.
What I'm saying. I'm ready to get
out. Yeah.
I have a question. How has this affected your family life?
Oh, it's hell on wheels. I mean, every day. I've asked God to forgive me. You know, I've forgiven myself.
Mm-hmm.
I had to move on. Like, a lot of people don't know what different. From there, you know, I just really had to bite down and just be like, you know, I was going through so much, you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? It doesn't make you less of a man to cry, to
mm-hmm.
shed tears. You know, I've shed tears, and I've just really been just upset that just how I was raised, and I could possibly take my son through the same thing. But by the grace of God, he's still young, and then we have many years ahead of us.
Mm-hmm.
And then for me, I just can't make those same mistakes.
For sure.
Right.
You know, reading about this case, of course, everything is not in the news. The word is that you're really protecting your family now.
Yeah, I have been. I mean, from day one. I mean, I've been protecting my family. I've been just, it's all on me. You know, a lot of people could be held accountable, you know, but at the end of the day, it's all on me. It's over with now. So, you know, we're going to pay back the $1.9 million and keep going. By the grace of God, we was able to get that down from where it was, $14 million, whatever.
Oh, wow.
So, we, you know.
That's crazy.
Well,
yeah.
That's a...
I know, right? You can get 1,900 from here.
30,000.
Jesus Christ.
Oh.
Yeah, man.
You see all of us pause? Get it down, boom.
Where
they got that
wow.
at?
Hallelujah.
Oh, man. Well, I tell you what. Let's go to break for a little bit, man. We'll be right back with my dog Apollo, man, right here at STFU B100 Radio.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
In the room,
chat.
Little Moku.
Chat.
Nikki Nicole 08.
Tyler Chronicles.
Rodney Perry live.
Yes. What's your Instagram, sir?
Apollo Nida 03. Apollo Nida 03.
Okay. So back to the question, and I don't want to make it all about your sentencing or and all that stuff, but I feel like this is my last question about that. I do. Now. People could look up and Google all the stuff in the details. Can you get into what actually happened?
Yeah, it's all live. You know, what you want to talk about?
No, I'm saying, can you say what happened to get you into it?
Yeah, I was convicted of mail fraud, wire fraud, and bank fraud. Basically, tapped into the World Wide Web.
Mm-hmm.
I created basically a dealership account website. So I would clone a website. And basically sign up with the banks and have the money coming in.
Wow.
So you
basically created a fictitious auto car dealership.
Yeah, well, I would clone the one that's already there.
Okay. It's a real thing, but it's a fake, fictitious site.
Change the phone number.
Mm.
Change everything, routing back to me. And then connect into their banks and apply for loans.
You're fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now.
Almost.
Right. So listen though, so I mean, you know, a lot of some people take a bad situation and turn it into a good. Have you ever thought about, okay, maybe I can do something to show people how to keep this from happening to them, like in terms of a protection side of it?
Yeah, we're already working on that.
Okay.
We're trying to get back. We have, you know, talked to IRS and other people, Treasury, HUD. You know, a lot of people. You know, the doors are open, and I'm willing to help give my expertise. And try to get back fraud prevention, risk management.
Nice.
That's the direction I'm trying to go.
Very nice.
So hopefully we can do a lot of that,
yeah.
A lot of motivated speaking,
yeah.
Going to these banks and banking commissioners and stuff. So.
Yeah, you know, the white people that do that, they actually end up hiring them. They don't send them to jail. They end up hiring them.
Right. Everybody go to jail and do this.
All right. Now, if you weren't Apollo Nida, would you be dealing with this right now? You know, because you're in the public eye. And I guess you understand what I'm asking?
Yeah, well, what it is, you know, the streets don't like you to make money on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
So
wow.
A lot of it, I think the person who told on me, I think that, you know, it was just like, hey, you know, he really don't have, he, you know, doesn't matter if he goes down, he's going to be okay regardless because he has this, whatever. So,
wow.
Hey, you really don't want me. I got a bigger fish for you. So, that's the way I kind of took it.
Oh, so somebody ratted you out?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's all. You know what? That's usually the way people get caught on those bank frauds and mail frauds things.
So,
like,
I mean, I know
people
that
never
sounds
know.
Real crooked. But
I mean, all that's public.
You
know?
Couldn't
yeah.
do it. You couldn't do it by yourself. You had somebody had to know. I know that's kind of crooked.
Well, I mean, I can't walk into the bank. And open up.
Oh.
Nah, yeah. No, man. They're like, oh, whoa,
my name is Joe.
No. Oh, okay.
Yolaine.
I thought it was all done on a computer, like transferring. Okay.
Yeah, that's later, but you still have
to
have to
make an account. You have to bring in another party, which in turn can end up being your.
I mean, not trying to
snitching on
you.
Yeah.
I watched a lot of Almost Got Away With It.
Yeah. You need to watch another show because that show ain't working for you. Almost Got Away With It ain't the one you need. You need the one. Do they got a show called Got Away With It?
Ain't no such thing.
All right. Cool.
Yes, it is.
What?
Yeah.
What's it called? Cops?
Ah.
You know,
no.
Some movies about
getting away. That's movies, maybe not real shit. But anyway, we're here with Apollo, man, and, Jesus Christ, people.
Let's talk about Kenya Moore, man. She looks like she just threw you under the bus on so many different occasions. What's y'all relationship?
We don't have one. But, actually, you know, as of now, I think after I've been sentenced, she really hasn't said nothing too bad about me, so that's good.
Right.
Actually, I touched the network and asked, you know, can we do a sit-down before I go in, because I just want to clear the table with everybody, let everybody know where I stand. So it's one thing of being behind the wall and not being able to touch somebody, reach somebody, and let them know how you really feel about them, whether if you're remorseful about something, you have regret, or whatever. It's kind of difficult. Like, the time that I spent in there, I did 6 years with regret.
Right.
You know,
wow.
So many people that I regretted that I couldn't do this, or couldn't do this, or female friends that I might have, you know, not treated right. And so forth. You have a lot of time to think.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, there's things that I want to implement before I go, so it's off my plate.
All right, now.
Yes, sir. Yes, indeed. So, and speaking of stuff like that with Kenya, since everything has come out again, have people, or I know people have obviously been acting different, but do you have any specific instances of people just
everybody. Yeah. You know, they'll pop a bottle with you, you know what I'm saying? They'll go on trips, vacation with you, you know, they'll always kind of, you know, they'll flick it up, do whatever, but at the end of the day, when this happened, everybody just kind of went gusto. It's like the ghost town.
Right.
So, you know, now just looking back, I'm like, man, here we go.
Yeah.
I mean, but, you know, you figure you kind of get lost in this, you know, it's like a mirage, you know, in this lifestyle. Next thing you know, years go by. Here it is 5 years later.
Right.
And you think that these people are, like, genuinely your friends because every day y'all rocking every day.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as this happened, it's like, phew.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Who is there? Who's still, like, who can you say, man, that person got my back?
My brother.
Wow.
Family. My brother got my back. I mean, I know that for a shadow of a doubt. Like, man, it don't matter where we at in the world. I'm on the moon. He's going to get there to come help me.
Awesome.
But, you know, Todd's been, like, much love, support. Peter, you know, he's a little shaky. The other day he said some old whack shit, but, you know, I'm going to straighten that out. But he's been...
You know, Peter, he's from the islands, and whack shit do come out from time to time.
No, you don't give him no whack shit, no excuse.
No,
you know what? You're going to give it the whole island? Right.
Now,
I'm from the island
like,
of Inglewood, and I whoop his ass.
He has, like, even when he comes on show, you just have to know he's going to say something probably fucked up.
No, you don't give nobody no pass.
You know, he's been supportive. You know, he'll call and check on me. You know, Todd, he's definitely been there. That's, you know, I didn't really think that, you know, people from the show was really going to care.
That's awesome.
But it's good because you still got your contacts. You still, all these people
are
still in movement, still in motion. So when you get out, or when I get out, then, you know, I still got avenues.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good.
Very good. Very good.
Is your relationship going to be able to make it through this, man?
I doubt it.
Yeah.
I mean, my wife didn't even fucking show up for my sentencing. So, you know what I mean? I'm still kind of, I'm still salty about that. But,
yeah.
You know, whatever.
Damn, it's rough. That's rough. So how long are you on for?
I don't even know. I'm just waiting on a letter from the BOP.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so whenever they give me, it's like going to the military to give you a designation.
Yeah.
They send you a letter.
Okay, yeah, because I was going to ask where you, you know, if you're going to be close to home or not. You don't know none of that.
It'll be nice so then I can weave out everybody. Because if you can't come see me in the A, then you definitely ain't going to come see me nowhere else.
For sure,
right.
Yeah.
And I can go ahead and get rid of everybody then.
For sure, right. For sure.
Well,
coming home when I, you know, it's not really going in. For me, it's when you come home, everything changes, people change. You don't really know what's what.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't wait for that day for everybody just to go ahead and if you're going to stay, stay. If you're not, then go ahead and move yourself. Because I'm on a mission when I come home.
Well, man, just listening to you, man, you sound like a super solid dude, man. And even watching the reality show, you was always one of the more solid cats on there.
man, what do you think that, you know, just on a spiritual level, what do you think you're supposed to learn from this experience, you know, this slice of your life?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm definitely a super spiritual guy, but I was captivated by a lot of things. So I have definitely fallen off my spirituality a lot. So maybe it's just an opportunity. That's why I don't think, you know, whatever whatever everyone heard, society heard, you know, whatever the judgment was that I'm supposed to go do time, you know, God works miracles.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He's a gracious God. So, you know, main thing, once you forgive yourself, then let it go. And he said he'll make the enemy the footstool.
Wow.
So for me, I think it's just, it's a momentary affliction. I'm supposed to go in there, recreate myself the way that I did the first time, but this time don't lose myself. Stay true to myself, because a lot of things, when I came home from them 6 years, I lost myself, who I was as a person, because what you see on TV is really not me. You know, I'm a happy-go-lucky, laid-back, having fun all the time. You know, I want to laugh. I want to just stay in that realm and stay prayed up, stay spiritual, and I kind of just drifted away from that and became, you know, just a product of my environment of the world. So I think the message for me is like, Apollo, go sit down, get back in the Word, get spiritually rooted, become more founded, and then come out and rock the world.
All right. Amen. I love that.
Founded. You already used the prison words.
That's
right.
Founded.
All right. Well, we unfortunately have to wrap it up. We have another show coming. Did you have another question?
No, man. I'm still praying for you, man.
Yeah, sure.
And a lot of times you meet cats face to face, and everybody you meet that's a quote unquote celebrity is not cool. And you, man, I wish you the best, bro.
Yeah,
sure.
I want to thank you for coming, because I know your time is precious. What you got here, man, and we appreciate you coming and talking to us. Like you said, Oprah called him.
Yeah.
And he was like, "Nah, I gotta shoot down the Jonesboro real quick." Have a river there tonight, Oprah. I'ma holler at you later.
Did you get that? Okay.
But yo, man, so serious stuff, but thank you so much for coming through, man. And like you said, man, we're gonna shoot a prayer up for you, man. Everybody just shoot a prayer up for his brother, man.
Absolutely.
Like I said, he's about to go through some rough things, but he's gonna learn from it, come out better person.
Something miraculous is gonna happen.
Want the address so I can actually put it out there when we're on the radio.
So
you're
saying,
I'll let you know.
Yeah. Okay.
Also, we got like you can do requests, like you are in there, you can do the emails and stuff.
Oh, right.
It's kind of cool, because like, you know, if someone knows, if I know email addresses and I just shoot the email request, the link, you just tap on the link and then accept, and then you can correspond.
Gotcha. Oh, nice. Yeah, it makes it easier.
Absolutely. So, all right, tell people where they can follow you.
Apollo 903, Instagram, holler at me. NightOfFitness.com, we still rocking Night of Fitness, baby.
There we go.
And we didn't get a chance to talk about that.
We got a new project coming out.
Okay. Go ahead.
We got the new wristband. It's basically Night of Fitness on the go. So when you're out in your hotel room, there's no excuse to not work out, if you don't have a DVD player, whatever, just pop it into the smart TV and rock out.
That's awesome.
I need that.
Right.
Okay, what's the website again?
NightOfFitness.com. NIDAFITNESS.com.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah.
Right.
She talking about
doing
her.
So make sure you follow us, V100 Radio, STFU Crew.
Company show.
Get that out. And we'll be back on Monday.
Yep, we'll be back in 936 hours, man. Appreciate y'all. Count it out.
Hey, y'all, it's your boy Rodney Perry. You're tuned in to Rodney Perry Live. That was the exclusive B100 interview with Mr. Apollo Nida. Thank you to Miss Deb and the whole STFU team over there. Shouts out to Tyler Chronicles, my girl Nikki Nicole 08. Really, really great chat, man. That particular interview went crazy viral because of the fact that the question I asked Apollo, if his family could withstand this ordeal, and he was super duper transparent, and just was really impressed with the guy. You know, as I sat there and talked to him, and even in the aftermath, as I reflect on that day, it strikes me that we're really not getting all of the story. And you know, again, we send our prayers out to him and his family. Again, the Mike Brown rally is going to be today in Atlanta at the Steps of City Hall. A bunch of us comedians, you know, with a conscience, will be out there, and some of my poetry brethren and sisterin will be out there as well. And you guys, come through, man. Hang out with us, man, and let's show some solidarity
peacefully, and to let Mike Brown and his family, you know that you know that people in Atlanta care what's going on in St. Louis, because this could be one of our boys or one of our girls that's dealing with a situation like this. So with that, man, you guys have been incredible. The phone lines have been lighting up. We will be playing the Preacher X's show. We have some issues, some Blog Talk issues today. And so we're going to re-air that show on Wednesday, 7 p.m. Wednesday, 7 p.m., we will play the Preacher X's show. The ladies called in. We had a great conversation. We talked about everything from, you know, what it is to be a first lady of a church to, you know, we even covered sex, which is crazy. I mean, these ladies were awesome and great to talk to. So you're going to really want to check out that interview, man. It was a great, great interview. So with that, let's open up the lines, man. Anybody on the line? You got the number 718-305-6383. You're tuned in to Rodney Perry Live. What you got? Anybody out there? Hello. You on Rodney Perry Live? Maybe not. Maybe you're not on. Who are you? All right. Oh, if you want to talk, press 1. 718-305-6383. If you want to holler at your boy, press 1 to talk. I tell you what, let's take a quick break, man. Let's take a break, and we come back. We'll open up the lines, and then we'll get ready to wind it down, man. You guys have been amazing. It's Rodney Perry. You tuned in to Rodney Perry Live.
The party ain't over, baby. More Rodney Perry Live. We come back. You don't want to miss it.
Fourth down, coach. What do we do?
I'll tell you what we do.
I want you to go on the field. Look for anyone with an O.
Let's kill them.
With kindness. Jimmy, I want you to make balloon animals. Tyler, make little tea cozy. Something fun.
Are you okay?
We will win this for Mother Russia.
Coach, eat a Snickers.
Why is that, Chief?
You get a little loopy when you're hungry. Better.
Better.
Now let's go work! Yeah!
Go get them, guys.
You're not you when you're hungry. Snickers satisfies.
All right, y'all. It's your boy, Rodney Perry. We are back in full effect. I am currently on the road. That's the beautiful thing about Blog Talk Radio is that I can do my show from anywhere. I'm driving. Marcus Harvey is the road dog. He's right next to me. Say what's up, Marcus.
Say what's up, Marcus.
He's a really simple guy. Anyway, so we're on the road. Nashville was incredible. Chattanooga was incredible this weekend. And in L.A., I shot my comedy special in Los Angeles, so you guys will be getting the chance to see that real soon, and I'm really happy with the product. It's just going to be dope, man. I'm excited about it. So it's in the can, so you guys will get to see that first, of course, my Rodney Perry Live audience. And, again, number 718-305-6383. If you want to holler at me, press 1, and we'll come to you, and we'll chop it up today. We can talk Apollo Nida. We can talk. We can talk Mike Brown, or we can talk Preacher X. You know, should a Preacher X even be doing a reality show? What y'all think, man? Let's throw it out there. See what happens. You know, 404, you on with Rodney Perry Live?
Yo, what's up?
What up? Who this?
This Big LA baby. What's up, Rodney?
What's up, L.A.? You on, man? So man, did you get a chance to listen to the Apollo interview, bro?
Man, nah, I didn't get to catch it.
But what you want to talk about?
Preacher X's.
What you think about that? First of all, these are some lovely ladies. I don't know if you saw the picture. Man, they're lovely ladies. They, you know, different situations. Each one of them got a different situation of why it didn't work out. But, you know, what's your thoughts on that, man?
I mean, I think it's enlightening to know, you know, like what the pastor be doing, you know, that made these women leave them.
Right.
You know, have this image that they, you know, good people or whatnot. So I want to know why they left.
And you know, in our community, you know, the down low situation is very prevalent. And a couple, like two of the ladies that's on this show, had guys that turned out to be down low, man. What do you think about that?
Man, I think that's really messed up, man, when you get in front of a congregation and then you preach one thing and then you turn around and you're doing another. So, and I think it's disgusting, man. It's not fair to the women, you know.
Well, hey, you're completely right, man. You know, I mean, I think that's the definition of hypocrisy, you know, to be saying one thing and doing the very thing that you're talking against, you know, is crazy,
right,
man. How you doing, L.A.?
Man, I'm doing pretty good, man.
What you got going on in the mean streets out there? I heard you and the H.A. Hilarious Antics is getting it in.
Yeah, man, we try to get it in every Tuesday, man, you know, and try to, you know, work on our craft so we can become something special out here in these streets, you know.
Hey, I love it, man. I'm super duper proud of you guys. Of course, L.A. is one of my class members. He took my improv class, and he was amazing. And the group that he was with has since taken their thing to another level. So look out for them, man. Where can people find you, L.A.?
Man, they can find me on Facebook, Instagram, your local Walmarts and Kroger's and
Good stuff, man. Good stuff. All right, L.A., hey, man, thanks for the call, bro.
All right, homie.
All right, y'all, the line is open. It's your boy, Rodney Perry. I am on the road. The number is 718-305-6383. You can call us if you want to talk. Press the number 1, and you can talk to me while I'm on the road, baby. That's right, Rodney Perry, huh? We got a new caller. Caller, you on the line? Rodney Perry line.
Hey, it's me. Hey, it's me sitting right beside you, Marcus Harvey. Then called in.
You give me your feedback, in Marcus.
But it sounds like we're talking on a walkie-talkie. It's great radio.
You're such an idiot. You understand me?
Ladies and gentlemen, how y'all doing today? Long Talk Radio.
Hey, first of all, let me tell y'all something. Marcus Harvey ate 4 little chicken dinners the other day.
No, littles. Chicken littles from KFC. Well, they do chicken right.
4 of them, though. Really?
No, I'm just saying. It was a good meal. But let me tell y'all something.
You echoing.
Not echoing. Why are you screaming at me, man?
You echoing on my radio show, Marcus.
You want me to hang up then, Rodney?
Hang up!
Oh. Okay.
I'm sick of you, man. All right, y'all. This is your boy, Rodney Perry. You're tuning in to Rodney Perry Live. I'm like, how do we know somebody's on the line? You stupid, man. I love this guy, though, man. Marcus Harvey, head writer, off the chain. I don't know who made him head writer. He was ahead of himself. He's technically the head writer, but he was the only writer. Oh, my God. I was like, ladies and gentlemen, come to the stage, the head writer of off the chain. I'm like, who is that? I'm the head writer. You're my assistant. I know, that don't feel good. Anyway, so as my man Marcus Harvey. Shouts out to Kiana Dancy, Gary Abdu, and the whole Bounce TV Off the Chain family. Bounce TV Nashville was incredible. Bounce TV Chattanooga was incredible. Oh, man, I almost got into a fight with an old man. Marcus said he looked like Major Payne. He told me he was a Green Beret and that he was going to push me over the balcony. Okay. It was great. I'll tell y'all about that story another time. Hey, y'all, this is Rodney Perry. You're tuning in to Rodney Perry Live. Let's do this, Madeline. Hey, we got brand new music. My man Case has got a new joint hitting the streets. You've heard Case on the show before. He's part of the family. Check out this new Case, man. I know y'all going to love it. It's Rodney Perry. You're tuned in to Rodney Perry Live.
Some special gift from the heavens. If I can get you, I would throw away the key and lock you down, lock you down. Match style when it's so proper. Be my hot socket, I drink you down. One shot, no problem.
Jay-Z in my bedroom, I'm the king. On the dance floor, I'm the king. In my palace, I'm the king. And with your body, we can do the damn thing, yeah. This is about love, about us.
Marcus Harvey, you on the line. I think we got an echo.
We do not have an echo. It's just in your mind, Rodney.
Let me tell you something. I had to, okay, this is what happened today. Okay, so we stopped Marcus, get him something to eat. Marcus is, you know me, I'm thick, okay? Marcus is shorter than me, I think. You a little half a hair shorter than me, and a little more robust, a little thicker, a little thicker. Double skinned. Wait, so we stop at, what do we stop at?
KFC.
Not KFC, today.
Oh, Hardee's.
We stop at Hardee's. And so Marcus don't really know the Hardee's menu. So I'm like, okay, Marcus, you know, get a hamburger, brother. He get a hamburger. The name of the burger is a thick, juicy something. So Marcus thinking he about to get a big, giant burger. They came with this little bitty burger. The look on his face said, so disappointed.
Let me tell you why. Because they advertise it as a little thick burger. So I'm going to be like, okay, in between, not because Roddy's been judging me the whole weekend and, like, just good enough to make it to Atlanta. When I got this burger, there was no thickness involved, just the bread. Just the bread was thick.
Okay, okay, Marcus, you on hold. I can't deal with you no more. Hey, Kiana Nancy, you on Rocky Berry Live. What's up, baby?
Hey, see, I'm coming down this highway. You know, I'm losing signal, but I'm trying to be in the building with you guys. Like, where are you at, first of all?
I think we're behind you, actually. We
how?
Stages, Kiana. What?
Yeah. I have four bars. Hello?
He said
he thinks he's behind her.
Fourth down, coach. What do we do?
I'll tell you what we do.
I want you to go on the field. Look for anyone with an O.
Let's kill them!
With kindness. Jimmy, I want you to make balloon animals. Tyler, make little tea cozy. Something fun.
Are you okay?
We will win this for Mother Russia!
Coach, eat a Snickers.
Why is that, Chief?
You get a little loopy when you're hungry. Better.
Better.
Now let's go work!
Yeah! Go get him, guys.
You're not you when you're hungry. Snickers satisfies.
Hey, we rocked this as long as we could. We traveled home. You guys send us traveling graces. This is your boy, Rodney Perry. Thank you for tuning in to Rodney Perry Live. Shouts out to Miss Kiana Dance, who popped in. Shouts out to my man Marcus Harvey, the Preacher X is this Wednesday, 7 p.m. Check that out. Thank you to B100 Radio, Miss Deb, and the whole STFB family. You guys have been amazing. Keep continuing to watch, to listen to the show, and we'll continue to give you great shows. 200 episodes is coming, you guys. Get ready. It's going to be phenomenal. It's Rodney Perry. You're tuning in to Rodney Perry Live. We are out.